Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
I'm calling in regards to a credit that was put on my account from your company, and I'm trying to backtrack to find out what that purchase was.
Okay, yes, ma'am. If you will please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account for you.
48917.
And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Donna Singleton.
Okay, ma'am, so I was able to locate that account for you. Could you verify the mailing address for security purposes?
Yes, it's 829 Montevideo Drive, Apartment 2, Lansing, Michigan, 48917.
Yes, ma'am. And it looks like here on February 21st, you ordered a space heater that was for the shipping and handling cost of $9.97. And it looks like here there was a welcoming gift into an online gadget store, and you paid the membership fee of $56.95. But with that membership fee, it says here that the customers shall receive a $125 gift card, and that they also email the customers regarding that account.
Go back and check that.
Mm-hmm.
I got the space heater. But I do not recall signing up for a member. Let me check my email here.
So you wouldn't have signed up for it. It would have been an automatic enrollment. It says here, and I'm getting this information from their terms and conditions. Did you by chance read those before placing that order, ma'am?
I can't say right now because I don't have it here in front of me.
Yes, ma'am. So I know it was on the page, on the same page you place your order on at the very bottom of that page. It had those terms and conditions. And at the very top, the very first paragraph states that the customer and the seller are legally bound to that document once that order is placed. And so, yeah,
Okay, I see one transaction from the company. Let me go back. Oh, criminy. Where did that go? But at any rate, the membership card. Now, is that something that is an actual card?
So it's actually you actually have it already on an account. It's actually to their online gadget store. They were the ones that actually handled that product, that space heater. And again, it was a
Okay.
welcoming gift to their membership to their club.
Okay, I got the heater, but there was nothing in the heater box when I opened it up.
And what do you
So,
mean by nothing in the box?
well, when the package arrived in the mail and I opened it up, there was nothing in it but the space heater.
So I'm not actually sure if there's anything else that's supposed to come with the heater. We don't handle the products or the website. We are just a call center. But was the space heater missing anything? Did it not work properly?
I haven't tried it yet.
Okay, yes,
I just read the directions on how to properly use it. I haven't
ma'am.
plugged it in or anything like that. I just read the directions.
Yes,
And I
ma'am.
just did that this morning. But I had gotten a call on my dis from the Discover card for any unusual activities, and that was one that stood out.
Yes, ma'am.
But the amount is different than what's posted. They've got $54.98, And you guys have got $56.
And 95 cents, yes, ma'am.
I was just trying to understand.
If you would like, I can get this account canceled for you, ma'am.
Yeah, I would appreciate that because I tried to call them,
mm-hmm.
And they had something really weird. They answered the phone. This is customer service. Stay on the line, mm-hmm. And then it clicked over, and then it said, "There's no virus connected with this line," and it disconnected me. So I dialed back again,
mm-hmm.
And it said, "Please hang on for customer service." And then it switched me over, and this voice said, "There are no viruses found on this line. You're being disconnected." So I tried it a third time, and they said the same thing. And I didn't feel comfortable, and so I called Discover Card, and I told them to decline that amount for the $54.98. But if you're saying that it's $56, which is different.
Yes, ma'am.
You know.
Yes, ma'am. I told
you. It's not adding up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what else was supposed to be in that box. But if there was supposed to have been a gift card,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the heater, it should have been, you know, in
so,
that envelope.
Again, the $125 is actually already on an account. With your information on it. I'm not sure what information they use, but I do have their website.
Okay. What's their website?
Their website is called Factory Direct Saving Store.com.
How do you spell phasing?
Ving. And it's all just one word.
Factory Direct Phasing Store.com.
Yes, ma'am.
That's kind of weird.
I do know if you go on Google and type it in, it should be the very first one that pops up.
Okay, well, I don't have that on my home computer, but what company are you connected with?
So we just service online vendors. We service over 1,000 online vendors. We are just a third-party call center.
Have you ever heard of alltactical.com?
Okay, so that may just be a merchant name. I'm not sure if that's actually a vendor name.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, at any rate, if you have it within your power to this $120, I didn't sign up for that. All I wanted was the heater.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was $9.97, and I got that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm done.
Yes, ma'am. Again, I can get this account canceled for you, and I'm documenting it right now, so I can get that canceled. So if you will, please let me place you on a brief hold while I finish documenting and getting this account canceled for you, and I'll be right back with that cancellation number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Initiating. I think not.
I'm still here, ma'am. Finishing up right now. Give me 1 second.
Okay, let me get a pencil. Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. And the number is C, as in cat. 2 5 9 0 8 3 7 0 0.
And this is the confirmation number for the membership.
It's confirming that it's confirming that that account has got canceled. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And is there anything else I can do for you today, ma'am?
Just that this factory direct phasing store. That doesn't exist.
One second.
I just Googled it. Factory Direct Phasing Store.com.
Okay, ma'am. So actually, if you just type in on Google Factory Direct Saving, no spaces, it is the very first one that popped up. I just Googled it as well.
Okay.
And at the end, don't add .com.
Okay. I'll try that. Well, I do see.
Yes,
A bunch of home interior. Things. But at any rate, I don't, like I said, I don't really understand what's going on, but anyway, Discover is not going to pay that. That's weird. Because it's two different amounts of money. It's kind of weird. I don't quite understand that. But they're not going to pay that.
So, So with this account, ma'am, when I canceled it, I got you a 50% refund on that, ma'am. Because the only reason I was able to get you a 50% refund is because, well, first of all, I did it as a courtesy because that is a valid charge because of those terms and conditions. And so if the bank is disputing this charge that is the same charge, just a different price, again, I'm not sure why that is or if it is. But if they are, they are going to give you that money back at first. But that's before they actually start the investigation. And so when they actually start the investigation, they are going to contact us, and we are going to send them everything on this account, and it's going to show that you ordered it and received that product, and they are going to take the money back, ma'am.
Okay, well, they only took $56.95.
Yes, ma'am. And so again, as a courtesy, I went ahead and gave you that 50% discount so you can at least get some of your money back, ma'am.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Don't you have, by law, so many hours to decline an agreement by law, like 3 days or 2 days or something like that?
Yes, ma'am.
So I don't want. I mean, like I said, as of right now, nothing has been deducted.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
From what I see, so you can't take 50% of nothing.
Okay.
nothing there.
This charge has already been made, which was on February 25th.
Which was 2 days ago.
Yes, ma'am. And on our side, those charges did go through. That's why I was able to discount the charge.
Okay. When was the order?
That was placed on February 21st, ma'am.
Okay. So why is this showing up on the 25th?
Why is what showing up on the 25th, ma'am?
The charge for $56.95?
Because there was a trial period you had to call between, or you would have just only paid the shipping and handling, which was 48 hours. And so it got ordered on the 21st, which was President's Day, a holiday. And so you had 48 hours. And since the account wasn't canceled, you got charged. I mean, you got enrolled into that gadget store.
And so that 48 hours was including mailing.
Yes, ma'am. It's from the time the order is purchased.
You can't do that. You can't do that. I mean, you can't charge somebody something for while it's being delivered. They don't even have it in their possession yet.
Yes, ma'am. But when you made that purchase, you agreed to those terms and conditions and said that you read it.
Well, I'm sorry, but I have to dispute that because I do not recall.
Okay, again, ma'am.
I don't have it in front of me.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have it in front of me. So we'll just have to wait until whatever.
Okay, ma'am. So I'm really not supposed to refund you, but as a courtesy, I will just go on ahead and refund the whole amount for you, because I'm being completely honest. If you do the dispute, again, they will give you that money before they start that investigation. But when that investigation gets started, they are going to take that money back because they will be considered a valid charge.
Well, I'll have to take my chances on that.
Ma'am,
I never would have ordered.
Ma'am, so I just went ahead and refunded you that whole thing. So,
yeah. So there that'll save me another couple of steps. Because this company, this organization, this club.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything at all, and unfortunately, you're stuck in the middle because you're just a distributor. So I don't know why that phone number that I tried to call gave me the response that they did, saying that there's no virus detected and we're disconnecting you?
Yes, ma'am.
So I don't know why they would say that. If it was a legitimate business. That doesn't make any sense. And most places have a customer service representative that actually talks to you.
Yes.
So that doesn't make any sense. And this company that you're talking about, Factory Direct Phasing, that's kind of weird, too. I don't quite understand that. Because it's not, I don't see anything at all about that. Group catalog number, basically just stuff to build a house and interior decorations, you know, vertical blinds and stucco and siding for a house.
The one I seen, it was on the Factory Direct store. It did have some house stuff on there, but it also had different type of gadgets, like an ab stimulator. Should have had some watches on there.
Really?
And, yes, ma'am.
That's Factory, and you're spelling FactoryDirectFaz, like in zebra, ing.
No, ma'am. So it's S. A, V, as in Victor, I-N-G, store.
F like in Frank, A, V like in Victor?
No, S as in Sierra, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, I as in Igloo, N as in November, G as in Golf.
Okay. Saving. Okay, let me try that. Okay, I see all kinds of stuff. Now this looks more like a place for gadgets. Okay, gadgets. Okay, this makes a little more sense.
And there should be a place where you log in at. With that $125 on it, again, I'm not sure what would be your account information, but that's what it says in their terms and conditions.
Yeah, it's too bad that they screwed that up. Because you can't spend nothing if you don't have no card. And I didn't get anything unless they sent it under separate shipment.
So again, they don't send you a gift card, a physical gift card. It's on the account to their store that they have for you.
Uh huh. That's interesting. Well, okay. Well, I don't understand it, but I appreciate you telling me this, and I'll make note of it and I'll write it down.
Yes, ma'am. And was there anything else I can do for you today, ma'am?
No. You've been very clear. I understand you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was all. That was all. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
Thank you. You also. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.